it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it's calling our names. We put off leaving to.
Now it's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The running of the Boston Marathon, part of a time of year when we come around to rebirthing, to redistributing our thoughts, because even though we've had a tough winter especially, we like to be optimistic and think that the future is like the spring. The flowers open, the buds are blooming, the birds are chirping, the crickets are out there doing their thing. So where does that leave all of us when these are the rites of spring? And I remember as a young person growing up in Framingham, where I now reside, going to Jonathan Maynard School, one of the first things I remember about the rites of spring, and it seemed to happen a couple of years in a row. I remember in the fourth grade anyway, and the sixth grade, the lady who was the librarian would, on Patriots Day, at one point, anytime during the week, her name is amazing. I still remember her name. Mrs. Nielsen was the librarian when I was in elementary school. And she would read to us the poem that inspired, or was it the other way around? I've never been really clear about this. Patriots Day, although a sort of local, regional holiday, is a day in which we think about what happened as our country was being born, right? The birth of our nation and the things that happened as the Revolutionary War began, which is what Patriots Day is all about, in case you didn't know that. This was the beginning today in history, or this week in history. Actually, it's not fair to say today, because it was this week in history was the beginning of the end of the British rule in the colonies. The Patriots thought they'd had enough. Enough already with the British telling us how to live, what religion we can follow, who our leader. We want to choose our leaders. We don't want them to tell us who's in charge. We want to choose. So the experiment in democracy began in a very bloody way. And I guess you could make the argument this continued over the years, as people continue to challenge our ability, or people in general's ability. Look what's going on in Syria. Look at these areas. I mean, I suppose you could say
this. What's going on in Nevada?
Ukraine. What's going on in Nevada? What's going on in Nevada?
The rancher.
The rancher vibe.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right. So I spend a few moments with you to bring you back around to what, if you didn't have this read or you didn't read it, this is the beginning. These are the seeds of the American Revolution. Paul Revere's Ride, written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the old North Church as a signal light. One, if by land, and two, if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm." Then he said, "Good night," and with muffled oar, silently rode to the Charlestown shore. Just as the moon rose over the bay, where swinging wide in her moorings lay the Somerset, British man of war, a phantom ship with each mast and spar across the moon like a prison bar, and a huge black hulk that was magnified by its own reflection in the tide. Meanwhile, his friend through alley and street wanders and watches with eager ears, till the silence around him he hears, the musters of men at the barrack door, the sound of arms and the tramp of feet and the measured tread of the grenadiers marching down to their boats on the shore. Then he climbed the tower of Old North Church by the wooden stairs with stealthy tread to the belfry chamber overhead and startled the pigeons from their perch on the somber rafters that round him made masses and moving shapes of shade. By the trembling ladder, steep and tall, to the highest window in the wall, where he paused to listen and look down a moment on the roofs of the town and the moonlight flowing over all. Beneath, in the churchyard, lay the dead. It was their night encampment on the hill, wrapped in silence so deep and still that he could hear, like a sentinel's tread, the watchful night wind as it wept, creeping along from tent to tent, seeming to whisper, "All is well." A moment only he feels the spell of the place and the hour and the secret dread of the lonely belfry and the dead. For suddenly all his thoughts are bent on a shadowy something far away, where the river widens to meet the bay, a line of black that bends and floats on the rising tide like a bridge of boats. Meanwhile, the impatient to mount and ride, booted and spurred with a heavy stride, was the walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side. He gazed at the landscape far and near, then, impetuous, stamped the earth and turned and tightened his saddle girth. But mostly he watched the eager, with eager search, the belfry tower of the Old North Church, as it rose above the graves on the hill, lonely and spectral and somber and still. And lo, as he looks on the belfry's height, a glimmer and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle. The bridle he turns, but lingers and gazes till full on his sight a second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hoofs in the village street, a shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark, and beneath from the pebbles a passing spark, struck out by a steed flying fearless and fleet. That was all there was, and yet through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night. The spark struck out by the steed in his flight kindled the land into flame with its heat. He has left the village and mounted the steep, and beneath him, tranquil and broad and deep, is the mystic, meeting the ocean tides, and under the alders that skirt its edge, now soft on the sand, now loud on the ledge, is heard the tramp of the steed as he rides. It was 12 by the village clock. When he crossed the bridge into Medford town, he heard the crowing of the clock and the barking of a farmer's dog. He felt the damp of a river fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock when he galloped into Lexington. He saw the gilded weathercock swim in the moonlight as he passed, and the meeting house windows, black and bare, gaze at him with a spectral glare, as if already they stood aghast at the blood that would be looked upon that day. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord town. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of the birds among the trees, and felt the breath of the morning breeze blowing over the meadows brown. One was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge that day would fall and be dead, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest. In the books you have read, how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmer gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm. A cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born on the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and the peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Well, that was the story, but it wasn't true, because Paul Revere got captured by the British, and in fact his pal, and I can never remember the name of the guy, the other guy, who actually went about warning people after Lexington and Concord. But how many of you, I guess maybe it's kind of, in a sense, it's like many people in Los Angeles never take advantage of all of the things there are to take advantage of in Los Angeles. People in Washington, Richie, plenty of things he hasn't seen in Washington that he could see. People who live around where I do here, I'm a resident of Middlesex County. Lexington and Concord are only, Concord's about maybe 10 miles from here, a 15, 20-minute ride at the most.
We just went to Jamestown and Williamsburg for my son's fourth-grade field trip, and how much fun that was. It was great. Yeah.
Right, but is it fun or reflective? I walked those paths that were written about, and just imagine all of the... When you walk those trails,
I walk the Freedom Trail every time I'm in Boston because it's just there's something special about towns with our American history.
Pretty amazing.
That I think we take for granted,
right? Well, we do especially now because this stuff isn't taught anymore. Mm-hmm. People don't have a reality base when it comes to thinking about what is necessary to know about the history of our country, and I think that's what that story puts forth. Yes,
William Dawes.
Dawes is the guy, right?
And Dr. Samuel Prescott.
Yep, Prescott. Both of them got through, and Paul Revere didn't. But he was more of a colorful figure. Much of the lore was built on what the story that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow told in the poem became to be. What wasn't true became fact. In fact, I wonder, how many times have we experienced that in our lives, huh? 18 after on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
How good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Your favorite feature. A lot of people love this feature when we go through the top five songs from a given year. This is back to 1983 with A Whisper and a Remember of the Michael Jackson song, which was number five during this week in 1983, Billie Jean. A lot of people thought this was about Billie Jean King, but I think that we've disproven that, haven't we?
I hope so.
Wasn't she gay?
So what's that going to do with anything?
Roberta's just stating facts for the record.
Right.
Yeah,
right. It's talking about how he had relations with somebody and had a kid, and the kid's not his.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
Right. Yeah.
This is a big phony thing, though.
Why would you write a song about that without Billie Jean King?
You probably wouldn't. Cynical. All right, so now that we've
but that's fantastic.
Managed to
and you know the greatest
that
part about that, Doug?
What's that, Rich?
One person listening right now will walk away from this moment going, yeah, did you know that Michael Jackson's Billie Jean King was written about, or Billie Jean was written about Billie Jean King?
Uh-huh. I hope they do have that. Then that shows they've been paying close attention to what's been said.
Right.
All right, the Greg Kinn Band.
Yeah.
This is an English band, isn't it?
Hey.
Yes or no?
I believe he's Americano.
Is he American?
In Michigan or something like that.
Really?
I can look here.
Kenny will know for sure. Number four this week. Here's 1983. My life's in jeopardy. My heart's in jeopardy. All right, crank it up, Richie. It's a good week for Michael Jackson and two in the top five. Not a great week for pop music. Okay.
Hey.
This song is...
He's from Baltimore.
Is he?
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah.
And then moved to San Francisco.
Really?
Very cool.
Uh-huh. It's because he probably had the same sexual thing as Billie Jean did, only on the opposite side of the fence.
I guess so.
Yeah. Of course, according to Richie, everybody in San Francisco is gay. So
I did not say that. I've never said that.
Oh, really?
Right.
But you have implied it, though, however.
No, so say you.
So, that's number three this week, 1983. Skix, Mr. Roboto. Where did this come from? The song, the idea for it. Anybody know?
They did a. They basically did a rock opera.
Ah. Huh. All right.
I was a big fan of Styx, but never really got into this.
This one was never one of their big ones. I
got to number three.
Yeah, well, there are other songs they did that got to number one, which
can't hold a candle to Come Sail Away, though.
No.
All right, so back.
Michael Jackson, number five and number two. He never was able to do what the Beatles did, and that was come up with all five. five, the top five songs. I think it was this month. It was a couple of weeks ago he did the top five songs from 1964. This was okay, though. Beat It, Michael Jackson, number two this week in 1983. What album are these from?
Bad.
Thriller.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Doug, you know who plays guitar on this song?
I just dipped my foot in it because I didn't know. I kept my mouth shut.
No, it is Thriller.
See, when I don't know something, Richie,
I
keep my mouth shut.
We don't.
Wow.
Hey, what's the legal drinking age in the United States?
Go away, will you please?
I know enough to say that when I say Bad and Kenny says Thriller, to know that he's right.
Yeah. No, I never argue with Kenny. I'm always convinced
that
he's
right. It's annoying.
Isn't
it? Right.
It is kind
right.
of nice.
Eddie Van Halen on guitar here, doesn't it?
Really? I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Number one, kind of a nice, good pop song.
Fun.
Dexy's Midnight Runner. Yeah. This is a British group.
Irish, yeah.
Are they Irish? Yeah. Well, British for all purposes.
Right.
Well, they're really the same.
Right. They're all part of the island.
Right.
Come on, Eileen. Number one this week, 1983. Richie, this is the perfect time for you to crank it up. Dust out of the cobwebs, anyway. 28 past the hour on the... This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Richie, for your information.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some great ideas to get your life, home, and neighborhood into the spring season. LG recently introduced the new Tone Ultra just in time for the on-the-go spring season. This premium Bluetooth hands-free headset delivers superior fidelity and call quality, thanks to JBL's signature sound from audio industry leader Harman. The ergonomic design delivers better comfort and fit, making it ideal for everyday use. Nextdoor.com and its companion app is a free and private social network for over 32,000 neighborhoods across the country. Nextdoor allows you and your neighbors to ask questions, exchange recommendations, and sell or donate unwanted stuff to reduce landfill waste and celebrate Earth Month during April. Bissell Symphony All-in-One Vacuum and Steam Mop simplifies spring cleaning by allowing you to vacuum and steam mop at the same time. The Symphony Cyclonic Action Vacuum captures debris while the steam mop clears away sticky messes all in one pass. The power of steam can eliminate up to 99.9% of germs and bacteria, removing the need for any chemicals. GE Reveal bulbs, available at all Target stores, removes the yellowish haze typical with other bulbs, making reds appear redder and whites appear whiter as they enhance your home's decor. GE Reveal LED bulbs use 80% less energy than traditional incandescent bulbs, and the energy-efficient Reveal bulbs will save 28% in energy costs. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, it's 33 past the hour here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Echo, echo, echo.
All kinds of good things going on. Hey, if you head on over to DougSteffen.com and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see today's poll, which asks, what's your favorite thing to sneak out of your children's Easter basket?
Ooh.
Jelly beans.
No.
Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. No.
Reese's eggs.
Yes.
Yes.
Peeps.
Peeps. Yes.
Anything chocolate.
Peeps.
And I don't steal candy from my children. I'll tell you, for me, it was the jelly beans. We had the...
Oh, you can keep those. Oh, I want the Cadbury beans. Or the Reese's.
I want the Reese's.
Give me the Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's.
Yeah, the Reese's.
I had an Easter basket for the first time in maybe 30 years. Certainly 25, 30 years since I've gotten an Easter basket. And it was filled with all kinds of great things. Jelly beans, yes. Reese's. Peeps, that sort of thing, and probiotics.
Congratulations.
And a very lovely card from the Easter Bunny. I love you, Bunny, much. Huh. But the
I kind of threw up a little in my mouth.
The probiotics takes the day. Our poll on Friday, what are you having for Easter dinner? Let's see where this shook out. 23% of you said ham. 21% of you said you hadn't made your plans yet on Friday for Easter dinner. 20% said nothing special, another day and another meal. Let's see, 15% we are eating out. 13% when's Easter? And 8% said turkey. Yes, right. Okay. So there we have an overview of some of the things that you're thinking about. Meanwhile, back on the road here, and I mean this literally as well as figuratively, Boston Marathon is today. The news media has done its best to make this thing a whole kerfuffle. I was saying earlier that Meredith and I and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend went to the Red Sox game last night. And because Meredith's place is in Back Bay, it's about a 4 or 5 block, maybe 6 block walk from her place to Kenmore Square, where the Red Sox play at Fenway Park. So walking down the street, police everywhere because the race ends there on Commonwealth Avenue and then sort of turns over to get onto Boylston Street to the finish line by the Prudential Tower. And so there are these the police lines. There were police cars. It was obnoxious. And it just goes to show you how infantile the people who run these organizations are and how much they play into the madness of the media. That's all I could think of. We're watching a lot of people having fun. It was a nice, beautiful afternoon, and people walking and enjoying themselves. But everybody had the same, well, you could see the look on their faces, and you could hear them talking about, oh, look at the police over here, look at the police over there. And just wondering whether, it's sort of the same question we all have about the TSA. What good do they do now, at this point in time? And is there a way, I mean, last week there was this show, and that basically was all it is, a media show. We blow up a few backpacks, and they had salami sandwiches in them or whatever they had. And some guy who's a nutbird claims, I've got the bag, I'm going to blow up there. Oh, the guy was a mental, he ought to have been confined to some institution. And so because of that, you and I, because of federal money involved as well as state and local money in hiring all these police and the security people to spend, remember last year, the day of the marathon, they spent $40 million for the police that day in Boston to try to find these two guys that had perpetrated. Now, you can argue whether you think it was worth it or it wasn't worth it. Good thing we found them. Yeah, I think that's all arguably whether they overreacted getting those two and putting one of them out of his misery and the other one, you know, whatever happens to him, happens to him. But to have this whole fiasco, that's where we have begun. You know, like you look at cement, the bridges that are improperly built, and you see the crackings and then the pieces of cement that fall off of the bridge. That's what's happening to our society. Little cracks here and there, and the pieces keep falling apart. And we certainly can focus on and blame, if you will, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists, but we've fallen for their game. And they knew us well enough to know that we would fall for it at the behest of news coverage. There's no news there.
Yeah, using the media.
They create nonsense, and they have been for 2 weeks now playing on this same, there's going to be another bombing in Boston. You know what?
So while we have a vigilant attitude and refuse to let them win, and we'll get more racers this year at the Boston Marathon than ever
before.
At least the second largest.
At the same time,
the first largest.
The media coverage and the protection are just over the top.
36,000 runners taking part in the marathon. And that's what the event is. Big sporting event. Last night at the Red Sox game, they had all these tributes before the game, and these phony BSing politicians, the governor and the mayor, and the guys that are running the Red Sox throwing out the first ball. And, you know.
Don't you think they have to do that, though?
According to whom? They have to do it for me. I don't know what's going on.
They always start off the first ball. You mean there was
a big to-do.
Dedication.
There were bands on the field, and there was the PA announcer talking about and Lucy
about the race.
The people who died in the race.
Right.
And there was at the beginning of the game, there was a girl, and I think her name was, I want to say Lucy Liu or Lucy Lukes, or one of the girls that was killed. At the finish line, if I remember correctly, and her family was there from China. And they, after all of the politicians had their ham and egg time with the public and the bands were done, they lined them up and put a television camera in front of them, and they yelled, play ball!
That makes it all better, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? It makes a mockery of it. To me,
they want to show that they're still standing and that they're still,
who's still standing?
Life, that these people are still living life, even though their family was taken away.
Well, but why wouldn't that be the case with everybody? You have no choice.
Be a softy, Dougie.
Nah, I'm not here. No, sorry. Doesn't work for me. It's obnoxious. It's an overuse of the trust that people place in. You know, there are certain things. When we talk about stuff here on this program, I have a responsibility, and so do the other people, to basically be telling you the truth. But there's no reason that we can't have some fun. But the other side of it is, when it gets to stuff like this, there's no reason we ought not to say what really is in our on my mind, anyway. And you can say what's on your mind and in our heart. I think this is a travesty beyond travesties to see the way that now in my town, where the race starts in Hockington, the runners are out there already trying to stay warm, jogging around because it's kind of a chilly morning, but it'd be a great day for the race. Perfect temperatures, not any wind. It just is going to be a great day for the race weather-wise. In a way, it's a cathartic experience. You see all of this stuff, and I guarantee you at the end of the day, the news media will say, well, there was no trouble. Whew! You know.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, so next year it'll be the same, but whether there are like the original prediction were 32. Last year I think there were 31,000. I mean, the other side of this is, remembering what it was like, I've said this a number of times on the air, I was fortunate enough when I was working in Boston Radio to be on the station that carried that was the official station of the Boston Marathon, so I drove the pace car. And I think it was 6 years I did it, and we were right in front of the racers. And it was kind of fun to be able to do reports and stuff from there. And, you know, you get to see these people actually doing what they do, but also along the lines where people would hold water out for the runners, or they'd cheer them on, or there'd be somebody from the family, all of that stuff. They can't do that now. They're all pushed back. Because somebody's afraid that someone will throw something at them that will somehow really get in the way of running the race. So there's like a police state for 26 miles from Hockington all the way through Ashland or Framingham and Natick and into Wellesley and Newton and down into the finish line. It's like, and I can't believe, I'd be interested to see how the records hold, whether there's enough distraction there from all of this nonsense to get in the way, or are these really good racers so focused they pay no attention to anything around them. They're thinking about one thing, and that's the sign of the ultimate athlete, isn't it? If they can get by just all focus, of this foolishness, just focus, I want to beat the record from last year, that's it, then you got something.
My favorite thing is listening to the police chief of the Boston Police Department talk. You could cut that guy's accent with butter.
I know, it's thick.
It's very thick.
Yeah, we were talking about that
butter
last night.
It works, though. I think the police chief should have a real thick accent.
Chowder. They were selling
chowder
last night at the game.
In the parking lot.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs here. Beer. It's beer time. Get your beer. I had the best root beer last night at dinner that I've ever tasted in my life.
It made it so good.
Oh, my. It was made out of maple syrup.
Ew.
It was really, oh, my God. It was
beer made out of maple syrup.
Maple syrup, yep. All right, so let's get our focus on the appropriate items from the world of television. That is Jennifer Horn's bailiwick, and we'll have that report for you momentarily here on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, a lot of hot stuff going on here. 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. News from The Voice, news from American Idol, news from The View, news from Glee, and who but Jennifer Horne would have her fingers on the pulse of all that action?
That's right. Well, first we have to start with Gwen Stefani. Big news is that she's going to join The View for this coming fall season of the show. She's going to take over for Christina Aguilera, who's pregnant with their
the
second
voice.
Child. What did I say? The View? Look at, I got mad at Doug for saying The View, and now I did the same thing.
I did the same thing about an hour ago, yes.
That too.
Yeah, I love me some Gwen Stefani.
I do too, but she's so knocked cool. out Shakira now because Christina will now do the spring season, which means Shakira's gone, and she's the best.
Shakira's really good.
She's very smart.
But I think Gwen Stefani will be very good as well.
Yeah, we'll see. So that'll be coming up. She'll be joining Pharrell Williams, Adam, and Blake on the fall season. Good Morning America named a new co-host officially this weekend, Dougie. They kind of slipped it in as to not upset Robin Roberts and Amy Roebuck because I guess they all don't get along so well over there. But Laura Spencer has been upgraded from lifestyle anchor to now co-host of the show. Congratulations to her. And CBS announced that Stephen Colbert will pay a visit to David Letterman on Tuesday. So you can check it out.
Who cares? Why should anybody care? Honestly.
I don't know. Do I say that when you tell me a story that I don't like?
Yeah, sometimes.
I will tell you, I think the Colbert announcement is falling really flat.
Yeah. I think so, too. It's
right.
a terrible decision.
They've made it way where there's no reason to...
He's
going to
be on TNT with Conan within a year.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Now, Ryan Seacrest has been making some news lately. It sounds like he could have been ready to leave American Idol, but he just might stick around. Radar Online last week claimed that he was going to ditch American Idol once his contract expired at the end of the season. But on Friday, sources say that he is close to signing a new deal that would keep him on Idol for 2 more years. Really? 2 more years of Idol? Does it really have that much? I don't know about that, Steve.
Well, that's all. The reason that came about is because it wasn't him, but they took the offensive. And the people producing American Idol are looking at trying to figure out what they can do to change it so they can stick around. Meanwhile, he's in talks with Clear Channel, which is the radio arm of what he does. He hosts the morning program in Los Angeles on KISS. He hosts American Top 40, and he does their iHeart radio and television stuff. But he's trying to get more work out of them as a hedge against getting bumped by American Idol. Okay, anyway.
Gotta keep that money coming in. Right. Now, Lindsay Lohan making lots of news all weekend long. She was a guest host on The View on Friday. She talked about her decision to be open about her struggles with alcohol. She said, quote, "I think it's important to be open and share that with people, especially with me, because people have so many misconceptions about knowing a person directly." She also made news this weekend because on her reality reality show. On Sunday, she admitted that she suffered a miscarriage during the taping of the reality series. So she actually went through it when cameras were there.
What a great example of when we had Kristen Chenoweth on. Was it Friday? When did we have her on? Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
She's cool.
I said after the fact. Isn't it interesting that we have these people that we pay a lot of attention to, like Lindsay Lohan and that ilk, and then we have the Kristen,
who's just the kind of people
of the world who are just solid.
Hey, Lindsay, here's a little tip for you. If you're gonna get a baby, don't do the cocaine.
51 past the hour.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In Boston, it's a great day to run. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It's Patriots Day in Boston, and that means many things. It's a holiday there. The Red Sox play an early game starting just after 11 a.m., as is the tradition. And oh yes, it's the day of the Boston Marathon. No one will ever forget what happened at the marathon last year. The bombings at the finish line that took the lives of three people, injuring more than 250 others. It seems all of the 36,000 people running today are doing it with a special purpose. Security will be tight, to say the least. Kurt Schwartz of Massachusetts Emergency Management says the increased security will be visible.
The public will see over 3,000 uniformed police officers and National Guard soldiers deployed along the course.
As for the weather, meteorologist Rob Carolin says it'll be more than cooperative.
Sunshine is forecast for the entire race, and temperatures at the start of the race should be cool in the 40s, but they'll likely warm into the 60s.
That is what is known as terrific running weather. As we said, about 36,000 runners are expected to take part, 9,000 more than last year. And how do they feel about running in this first marathon since the attack of last year?
We're going to keep running, and that's not going to scare us.
Hopefully, after this, people will remember the race for the race and not for what happened last year.
So excited for this one because, like, all the energy, and I know it's just going to get my adrenaline up.
Sounds like they're ready. Whether they're from Boston or not, everyone today is feeling Boston strong. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The markets were closed last Friday for observance of Good Friday, a mixed day on Thursday to end the short week. The Dow fell 16 points to 16,408. NASDAQ finished 9 points higher. S&P up 2 points. The death toll from that capsized South Korean ferry is now up to 64. More than 230 people still missing, with little hope that anyone can be found alive so many days after last Wednesday's disaster. The captain and two crew members already under arrest, and warrants could be sought for four others before the end of the day today. With $30,000, you get egg roll. In this case, we're talking about the President and First Lady hosting today's annual White House Easter egg roll, with more than 30,000 people expected to gather on the South Lawn of the White House. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier? Where can I find this guy?
He's a ghost.
Ghost?
You'll never find him.
Oh, you can find him in the theaters. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, number one at the box office for a third straight weekend, earning more than $26 million in theaters. And finally, a leftover from the weekend worth mentioning. If you're old enough or happen to be a young historian, you might remember when music was played on a disc made of vinyl. Saturday was the 7th annual Record Store Day, with record stores across the country holding all sorts of special events. And make no mistake, record stores have enjoyed quite a resurgence. More than 300 of them have opened across the country over the past 2 years. Here's a record store customer who says the sound of music on vinyl is unique.
Nothing like that good old-fashioned record where you can put that needle on, you hear that sound. It's nothing like it.
What sound was that? Oh, I know. You mean this sound. And these are the Allman Brothers, Midnight Rider, from Play All Night Live at the Beacon, 1992, one of the albums released especially for Record Store Day on Saturday. And you know, when you play an LP, sounds like this when you pull the plug. Conversely, this is what you get when you plug it back in. That is called wowing a record. Can't do that with a digital download. There you go, your first lesson in Vinyl 101. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.